You're listening to 5 Minutes of Fame, brought to you by the Friends of Africa Missionary Endeavor, in cooperation with SermonAudio.com.
Hello, it's Aaron Dunlop again here from Fame Mission in Kenya. It's currently about 2:30 in the morning, and I'm sitting here on the veranda of our mission house with my daughter Bethan. The other children are asleep. Previous nights, when it has rained, they have been awake, but they have stepped through this particular rain. The noise on the tin roof is quite considerable. I'm sure you can hear it in the background. The lightning lights up the yard like daylight, sheet lightning, beautiful blue hue across the yard. And the rain is running down the yard and into the shamba off the roof. It is being harvested, going into our tanks, and we're very thankful for this rain. I've been explaining to my daughter here the importance of this. Back in North America and other parts of the world, we take rain for granted. It rains and we never think of the importance, but here, with every flush of the toilet, with every wash of the hand, we have to think of conserving the water that we have. And the people here are extremely thankful for this rainy season. The rains came early and they have continued, and the maize in the shamba has grown very well, and it's up maybe a foot now and it's growing very well. We planted pawpaw trees and mango trees in our shamba last week, and we're thankful that they're coming on in this rainy season. Also, we're going to take some opportunity to plant other trees, shade trees, in the compound. It's always good to have plenty of shade trees. Many harvests have failed in this region, and the people have waited many, many seasons for this particular, for this rain to come, and it's come, and it has stayed, thankfully. But something also which is important, and that is the level of the water table. The water table had dropped over the past seasons with no rain. The water table had dropped some considerable amount. We're hopeful that the water table is rising with the amount of rain that we've had over the past few weeks. And that's important, obviously, because the borehole up to the tank is servicing a number of villages and 3 schools and our centre here. So we're so thankful to the Lord that this rain, this life-saving, literally life-saving rain, has come. We can sit out and enjoy. In the evenings when it rains, the temperature drops considerably, so it's quite an enjoyable experience just to sit out and enjoy the coolness and the refreshing of the rain, and to see the lightning light up the night sky. It's 7:20 here in the morning. It has rained all night, and rained very heavily all night. And I am heading into Mwingi. We're heading into Mwingi to get some supplies. It's a 45-minute drive. 12 kilometers of that is on dirt road. And at this point, when it has rained so heavily, the roads are both very, very slippy with the type of mud. And it would be preferable, actually, to take the vehicle with the winch. But that vehicle's being used today, so we're in the vehicle without the winch, so we're hoping that things go well. Also, the riverbeds, if it has rained up country a little bit, the riverbeds could be flowing very heavily with water. Otherwise, they're typically dry and very sandy. So we'll see how it goes this morning. Trust the Lord will give us safety as we drive, as we travel, especially after all this rain. Okay, we're on the road here, and we've just come to the first river, and the water has washed out the sand road and left the concrete pipe adrift. We had to go around it, so it's been quite difficult to get through this. It was hit or miss, and we actually got the vehicle with the winch, so we're glad for that, although we didn't need it this time. So the roads are pretty bad. This is the worst that Grace has seen them, and she's been here 2 years. And so we're thankful to get over the first riverbed, and we'll go on and see what the next one's like. We're picking up a few passengers as we go along, the motorbikes or the picky-pickies can't make some of these roads. Do you want a ride, sir?
You've been listening to 5 Minutes of Fame, brought to you by the Friends of Africa Missionary Endeavor. The work that FAME is doing depends on the voluntary gifts from God's people. For more information, or to help support the work, we invite you to learn more at sermonaudio.com/fame.